Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's that?
How are you on
seems
this
like,
lovely
seems
hump
like
day?
South Florida is in a bit of a rut. Now you can clearly see what, for the Panthers, those missing players, right? They're playing hard. They're playing hard, but it's not quite the same.
It's definitely not the same. I mean, they've suffered a lot of... I mean, we knew coming into this, you know, the Kachuk thing. Barkov was a monstrous blow, but you lose Kulikov. You haven't had Nosek. You can only take so many blows.
Right.
They're getting everybody's best shot, obviously. I mean, Anaheim has been off to a really great start with that rat bastard Quinville coaching them. Rat bastard,
did
maybe.
Did it catch you off guard with the red uniforms?
Dude, they're not red. They're orange.
That's orange?
That's orange.
Yeah, I said the same
thing. We've literally done this. I've told you. You did the same thing the last time, and I've told you it's orange. They're Orange County. Like, that's their big thing. They stole the orange carpet.
Looks red.
I think you need to fix your hue on your television.
Did look red.
Red.
If I need to fix my hue, why is this the only time that I've had questions about overtime?
You guys are both talking at the same time. Go ahead, Leroy. What was you saying?
I said, if it's about my hue on my TV, why is this the only time we've had a conversation where there's been a question about color?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what to tell you. That's not red. They're orange.
Okay.
That's their colors, and that's been their colors. That's not even a new thing.
Yeah.
You know? That's all I'm saying. Vlad, you think they look red?
No, at the time, it was a couple of, maybe.
Yeah, when they played them down here.
Mm-hmm. We were watching, and I said, yeah, I saw Anaheim and the former coach and their red uniforms. You were like, no, that was orange. I was like, really? That was orange?
Maybe it's a burnt orange, but it is orange.
No, I get it. Orange County, they play in Anaheim. I get it. But some people would think it's red.
Well,
Cleveland has orange. There's no question.
I would say, yeah, but this is coming from a guy who went half the game not realizing they had brown helmets. So you're not like exactly the best character witness here.
Well, that's because there's certain things that I don't even like consider for change. Like, first of all, Cleveland, you know the pumpkin, right? So I just wasn't even really paying attention.
It was a tough one last night. The Cats took the lead 3-2 and then let up 5 unanswered goals. Bob got abused on the rebounds. I mean, like, it was just, you know, it was, he couldn't corral anything. Everything was big save, but they were right in front. They played that Panthers game of traffic in front of the net. Gauthier had a hat trick for him.
Is that because of the defense clearing guys out?
Some and some not. Like, some you gotta, okay. Some if you're Bob, you gotta kill the play. Some were really good. Some were really good initial saves. And like, what's he supposed to do? Can somebody help him out? Right. Aaron Ekblad played peeky boo with one of the pucks and like threw it right to a duck to set up a wide open goal. Like, they just, you know, those stupid mistakes, you know, but
a little bit of everything.
But yeah, I was like, 7. I woke up this morning because I fell asleep 2-2. I fell asleep right after Evan Rodriguez tied it up, and I'm like, I'm fading. Too many West Coast games. Woke up, saw the score. I was like, oh.
You got it longer than me. I got it at the beginning of the second period, and then I was concussed.
Yeah, I couldn't last.
Vlad, I was like, all right, I can't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't last. Lustarainen gave him the lead, and then just onslaught. And I know that Quinville loved it too. Quinville hates Sergei Bobrovsky. Hates him. He only likes big goalies. He hated Bob. He hated his rebound. Because this is the thing. Like, that's how Bob got killed all the time. Like, they didn't play this tight defensive style with Quinville. It was always, oh, yeah, you can't get the rebound. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, yeah, Bob lets up rebounds, and they kind of took advantage of that. You know, he took advantage of his nemesis.
You think he put that out there?
Probably.
Hey.
Yeah, get it,
terrible with the rebounds.
Get Pipsqueak there. Give him the old rebounds. And then he combs his mustache while he does it. He's a good coach. I mean, he is a good coach. This is what he does. He takes over young teams just like he did with the Panthers. They're putting up a lot of goals. Fun style.
And then he gets to the playoffs and they can't play no defense.
That's true. Well, you know, at one time he had great success with Chicago.
Yeah, he went 2, right?
3.
Jeez.
3. While burying a scandal. Anyway, Cats lose. Back at it tomorrow. They'll take on the LA Kings. Heat close out their road trip tonight against the Denver Nuggets. Some
when
good
time
news.
Does that start 12?
9 o'clock. Not too bad.
All right, 9. Denver, we're getting close. We're in the central time, right?
Mountain time.
Oh, I was just getting ready to say, I can deal with central time. Mountain time can kick rocks. I don't even know where it is.
What do you mean? You're going to be watching Mountain Time right tonight?
No, I understand that, but I don't know because I go right from, is any part of Texas in Mountain Time?
No, Mountain Time is
and
Colorado.
And then Vegas is right there.
No, it's Colorado.
Right.
It's Utah, where the mountains are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it goes all the way down, doesn't it?
No.
Well, Arizona's weird. Like, they don't know what they're doing over there.
New Mexico.
Arizona does not observe daylight saving.
Which means sometimes they're 2 hours, sometimes they're 3 hours.
Correct.
They switch.
Right. So that, like, Mountain Time doesn't go south. Every other thing goes, you know.
All right. Mountain Time states include Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Pretty much places that have mountains.
Mountains. Yeah.
That's it. It's not that dark.
But not Vegas.
No.
Nope.
Yep.
Well, the Heat are back at it tonight, 9 o'clock. So what is it? That's
7 p.m.
7:45 pre-heat.
Oh, yes.
7:45 pre-heat with Solana and Tommy Tighe. The news in this one, Kasperis Jakachonis has been upgraded to questionable for this game, so we could see the rookie's debut tonight for
Did
the
he
Miami
make,
Heat.
He's been on the trip with him, right?
He's been with the team. Yeah, he's
so
been with the
that
team.
That usually means he was close, right?
Been with the team. He just has not. He hasn't suited up yet. He's been having this groin thing since training camp. So he looks like he had that really good performance in the preseason, and then we haven't seen him. Now, will he play tonight? I don't know. I mean, that's a crazy.
Going the young guys.
I don't know. Like, it's, you know, the guards are playing pretty well. Pella's playing pretty good. Drew Smith is obviously the point guard off the bench. Spo loves Drew Smith. So will we see Kasperis Jakachonis? I don't know if we will, but he will be available, it seems like, for the first time this season tonight.
My bigger question is, based on how well everybody's been playing, who loses time? That's the harder question.
Not, it is.
If not, if he's going to play,
mm-hmm.
but who loses time? Because if you give somebody less time, the way you say you earn time, why wouldn't that player think, oh, I'm not, I've been doing something wrong?
Yeah, I don't, I think that my best guess is he gets
his game is going to be warm up line, I think.
Yeah, unless somebody struggles tonight. And then Spoelstra's like, all right, let's see what the kid's got. Let's throw him out there. Like, let's say Pella gets in foul trouble tonight. Let's say, you know, Drew Smith is struggling a little bit or he gets in foul trouble. Then I think I could see him getting in there. But I don't know if he'll be in the initial game plan.
Or if it's a blowout.
Or if it's a blowout. Or if it's an ass kicking.
You know what's funny? Like, before this season started and at the end of last year, if I said to you, Jaime Jaquez has to get substantial minutes for the Heat, you would be like,
oh, yeah, definitely.
and now he, like, we talk about a whole bunch of other players. We ain't even talking about Jaime.
No, Jaime's been great.
Got to get his 30.
Got to. Jaime's been awesome for the Miami Heat.
Right.
I think he's got the number one plus minus, at least in the weekend he did. He had the number one plus minus in the league as a player.
That's what happens when you go 40 and 43. I'm going to just throw that out there. Plus 40 and plus 43 will usually put you on top of something. I would say the guys at OKC got to be pretty good too. Because, geez.
Man, they're 8-0.
They're all 25, 26 years old. The whole team's in their prime.
They won 126-107 last night over the Clippers. No Kawhi.
Clippers are old, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
James Harden scored 21 points in the first half, 17 in the first quarter. Finished the game with 25. Chris Paul.
Because he got tired.
Chris Paul needs to retire. It's getting sad to see CP3 just. His jumper is broke. He can't
move. He looking like old Muhammad Ali in the ring.
Bro, he can't. He doesn't even. Yeah. He can't even. Like, if he tries to get down the lane, and he's taking it back out and passing the ball out. He looks like
Tyson against.
It's nasty. And the other thing, I'm sick of 11 o'clock starts on Peacock. Enough of that. Get the games at 10 p.m. This is ridiculous. 11 p.m. starts are, it's stupid.
Peacock likes to, they like to get too cute, you know?
Are they main studios in California?
No, I think they're in Connecticut. That was part of the reason, I think I read in Barry Jackson's column that they're in Connecticut. That's part of the reason why Dwayne Wade didn't sign with them. He didn't want to go all the way to Connecticut. That's why he ended up with Amazon. Because remember, Dwayne was doing the Olympics.
Right.
And he's like, Connecticut? Yeah, no thanks. Heading over to Amazon. Take a break. More to come. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got some tickets for you to win if you guys want to. We'll give those away before the end of the program. Can't wait to win. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. We'll get to a little 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Heat back at it tonight. They take on the Denver Nuggets, a team they don't beat. In Denver. They don't beat very often regardless, but they don't beat in Denver. But it is, it's getaway day, and the Heat looking to see if they can take out the Joker, and that team also humming right now. They're playing some really, really good basketball. Heat coming off their win against the Clippers. Last night in the NBA, The Bulls moved to 6-1. They beat the Sixers 113-111. Josh Giddey with a triple-double. The Pelicans got their first win with no Zion. Zion's got his first hamstring injury of the year.
By the way.
You were right.
By the way, minus one to you.
Why?
Because the dude been getting hurt his whole career. You did not care. And guess what? He's hurt. Shame on you for not reading the room.
I said yesterday. We may have dodged a bullet. That's all.
Okay. But when we say stuff to you, come on, man. He's always hurt. Oh, he's in shape. You try to make it work.
He's got them Giancarlo hamstrings, man. He is in shape, though.
Wait. Giancarlo's the only person that hurt both his elbows.
It's crazy.
Doing what?
I don't know. Well, hey, even what?
Ever swing a bat?
No, it's trying to swing that outside, trying to hit that outside slider and miss it.
I think they blame Torpedo Bat on it. I think they blame Torpedo Bat. Well, even without that, now no LaMelo, I believe, last night for the Hornets, but the Pelicans win, finally. They win 116-111. Their nightmare is over, or just beginning. Meanwhile, the Hawks beat the Magic.
Without Trae Young?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they are so big.
I mean, huge.
Dude, they got Porzingis.
They're tall.
They're tall. Right. That's what I mean, tall.
Yeah.
But also tall and not looking so hot after everybody's little darling in the offseason. Orlando Magic are 3-5. And Desmond Bane yesterday, he got ejected for spiking a ball on Buddy's head. I think it was a Kongwu. Spiked the ball on his head, got kicked out. He had 9 points, and he's not exactly having a great year for them giving up 4 first-round picks for him.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Well, he's supposed
that
to be.
That being said, they got that level of frustration this early in the season. What the hell you expect? Like Tobin saying, like you showing it.
And they got an angry black coach.
Yeah.
Mosey gets angry quickly. This could go left very quick because you got two guys who are very
in their feelings all the time.
In Suggs and Bane. Yeah. You knew where I was going with that. Yeah, you knew where I was going. Like they're in their
so
feelings.
It'll be
so
something
much.
Very easy and they're in a fight.
They're gonna get in a fight, or they'll get their team in a fight. Like that was stupid yesterday.
Very stupid.
Right.
There was no need for that.
Well, they have not looked impressive, and they gave up a whole lot for Desmond Bane. And I said this in the offseason, like, look, respect for going after a guy that you need. I get it. Like, but 4 first-round picks is a lot. It's a lot of arsenal, and I don't think he's a better player than Norman Powell. He got Norman Powell for peanuts.
Right.
Exactly. Younger?
Now
he's younger. He's not better.
Listen. I get it. Listen, there's a lot of dumb trades that happen in the NBA.
You know what happens, though? It's crazy to me that you'll have a great player or a really good player that's 31, and you'll have a good player but not as good as a 31-year-old that's 26, 27, right? And you just assume that 26 or 27-year-old is going to keep growing. So you invest in the young guy versus what, you know, you have. If I was Orlando, and this is, you know, after the fact or whatever, I would think that Norman Powell's a better fit because they have a lot of young guys on their team. The younger guy ain't going to really know how to lead.
Well, it's just a lot. Like, I don't have a problem with trading for Desmond Bane. I just thought it was a haul. I'm like,
it was a haul.
4 first-round picks? And
look,
like
that is right below what they traded for the Eiffel Tower.
For Rudy, yeah. And everybody's like,
because everybody went, what?
And it's kind of like, you get it because you're like, oh, well, we already won the lottery. We have our guys. You know, our guys are Paolo and Franz. Like, we need the other guy. We've already nailed. I'm like, all right. But it's just a lot for him. It's not that he's not a good player. It's just when you trade for a guy like that, you better be like, this is our piece. The Heat got Norman Powell. For Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson.
I think a lot of it just has to do with somebody in that organization really liked Desmond Bane. And they had the conversation that kind of you would have, Tobin. You're like, if we expect to be good, those first round picks are going to be late. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Basketball, you could say F those picks a lot easier than you can in football. Because football, no matter where you draft in the first round, those picks become valuable because you can get a quality player. Once you get past like 15 or 16, you're basically talking about some type of development or he has some type of flaw in basketball.
Yeah. So, and the thing with the picks is like, you know, like the Heat got a first round pick and they were able to use it this year on Jakachonis. But the thing with the picks is like how you usually get like your bullet to try and get a big time move if you're going to make a big time move, because there's
saying,
a lot of restrictions that, and you're just like,
you collected your acorns for the big move and the big move might not have been worth all your acorns.
Right. It's just like,
right.
Desmond Bane. All right. And
maybe that's, and keep in mind also, we're having this conversation after 8 games. So I'm not going to necessarily be, you know, on the side of what a terrible move. Now, we'll see. We'll be able to tell, especially with this team, because what fails them is they have a lot of good players, but they don't have that dog at the end of a game to like get everything settled and kind of keep the ship afloat. You know what I mean? And so that's what they're hoping Desmond Bane is going to be. But after in the 8th game of the season, you spiking a ball on somebody and getting ejected.
Very emotional.
Now we got to have some questions.
Spike a ball on a guy's head. That's just to see you the other. Remember when Luka on the Lakers game, I don't know if you saw this, but Luka tried to behind the back and he whipped it so fast it hit Davion right in the face. He was like,
I'm in.
He never saw it coming from Luka.
Right.
Just a sneaky pass and he hit him right in the face.
I remember that.
I was like, ooh.
He literally got shot.
It's tough. One of those things, it's like you can't look cool getting hit in the face with a basketball.
There's no way.
You can't pull it off.
Looking.
There's no way to look cool when you get hit in the, you know.
Dude.
In the man regions and then when you get hit in the face. There's no way to look cool.
Hey, when you get hit in the junk,
that happened
all men sympathize with you.
That happened to
me. Go ahead. Do you, buddy. We not gonna judge. Go ahead. And we all like cringe a little bit.
It happened to Jaime on Monday at the Clipper game. He got hit in the, you know, in the Wilsons. And, dude, he was like all 9 men were on the one side of the court. And you could see them, like, they all waiting for him. Like even the defense, they were all waiting for him because they saw what happened to him. Yeah, man, when you get hit there,
not fun.
And every man sympathizes. Like
every.
And then it mysteriously, when it gets up to Jax or to anybody, it becomes the groin. It ain't my groin.
You know what it is.
You know what it is. And every man winces.
Ooh. What's the nether regions or whatever they say? They just make up words for this.
Yeah.
Don't know.
They just call it the groin. And it's worse, like, in football because, you know, everybody got a nice little house. So they all in striking distance, right?
Well, head on a swivel when Christian Wilkins is on the field.
Hey, oh, my. And wait, but I know guys that wear a cup, but I can't run with one. So
yeah.
I never could wear one. I know a lot of football players wear a cup, especially linemen.
Well.
Because they be acting crazy.
The dirtiest.
I would think you have to wear a cup. You should wear
a cup. No, you can't run, man.
Baseball players run with cups.
A lot of them don't wear cups, though.
They don't.
A lot of them don't wear cups.
I'm not going to lie to you. I never liked the jock strap that.
Like, if you're an outfielder, you're probably not wearing a cup.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you're like third, if you're in corner spots and catcher, you're wearing a cup.
Yeah. Catcher definitely.
Gotta wear a cup.
But as soon as he hits, he takes it out. He takes it out when he's at bat.
You think? That might be the reason why they go to the bathroom a lot.
Catchers are foul, dude.
Yeah, they just go in the tunnel. Boop.
Wow, nobody wear cups anymore, huh?
People are very.
I tried.
You know what's funny too is like they'll wear oven mitts on the base paths. So they got to protect their pinkies, but they won't protect their boys.
Hey, I remember in college I got hit and they said, "Wear a cup," and I wear it, and I was running like I was a cowboy. I'm like, I can't do this. Like, yeah, it's like you got to run like you bow-legged Lou because. Right, it's not. It's basically like taking a cereal bowl and putting it over your boys, right? It ain't form fitting.
Ceramic.
All right, we'll take a break. Speaking of moves, Miami Dolphins finished off the trade deadline kind of quiet. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Heat, they're offering fans value deals, like a $60 pizza deal, four pizzas, chips, and waters, and a $40 hot dog deal, four hot dogs, popcorns, and drinks, grab-and-go stands in the 400 level. They also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Heat are back at home on Friday for an NBA Cup game with the Hornets. We like to call them the Pick Stealers. You know what you did!
You think it'll just go away, or will they actually try to do something to...
I think the Heat are going to try. I don't know if they're going to succeed, but they got time. You know, like it's a 20, it's a 27, 20, or 28 pick. So it's not like they don't got time. They got time for that whole deal. You know?
We definitely never do business with them again, right?
No, they're dead to me.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if they called up Brandon Miller, you know, maybe he gets disgruntled.
I've been going at LaMelo. It with Dade South.
Hmm?
Dade South, you know, he likes to bring up old stuff. He said, can't keep the meat next to the Snickers.
You said that's what you said.
And
I'm not a fan of meat next to my Snickers.
I was born that way. I didn't have a say in where the Snickers was located.
So yesterday, the Dolphins did not trade anybody else. It was a quiet deadline.
Let's just say this. Here is a great indication of how good the talent is on your team. If you tried to have a fire sale of everybody on your team, and the best you could get was to pay $5 million to get a third-round pick. What does that say about your team? Let's just start there. Because the Jets ended up with three first-round picks.
They did.
And they probably, if they would have kept going, they could have got five or six.
If they would have traded like Garrett Wilson, maybe.
Right, right. So I'm just saying. So when I asked you before, right, like, who wants anybody on this team?
Right. Well, you said who the guys were, but they're too young. They don't want to trade them.
Right.
They're too
young. I understand.
You know?
So for everybody saying have a fire sale, you're going to have a fire sale anyway. But it ain't going to be by trade because nobody want them.
Did you enjoy yesterday, Vlad, your team blown it to smithereens?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. We weren't going to win. The season was already done.
Yep.
They got their win, so they got their win. Cool. It's a new regime. If it's a new regime, you want your own people. You want your own guys. So, unfortunately, the best players on the team was from a previous regime. And you were able to get two first-round picks for a cornerback. And you got a second round pick, dish in next year's draft, a first round pick that can be wherever the best position is, because it's either Green Bay's or Dallas's first round pick. So whichever one is the better.
Who's got the worst record out of the Micah Parsons trade?
And then you got five first round picks in the next 2 years and 3 seconds.
So Vlad, my question would be this, and I'm always torn when it comes to trading, you know, your young talent, because both of those guys are relatively young, right?
I mean, Q was about, well, Q's 28.
27, 26.
Quinnen is 28, and I think Sauce might be 24, 25.
Right. So still under 30. And D. Lyman, you can play until he's 35, and Calais is playing until he's 40. So, but you're going to get first-round picks, and you're getting rewarded for your talent. You're getting compensated. At what point do you come to the realization that even with all the first round picks I get, I'm not going to be able to get another one of those guys, and you decide to keep them? I don't know what the right thing is, because if you need to fill so many holes.
There's no right answer, Leroy, because even as great as those guys were, you still were losing.
Right.
So it's but you weren't even close to winning. So even if
are they considered cornerstones to build around? Because they say, look,
we did that.
I guess if Quinnen was a pass rusher,
it would be
different.
We've done that. At least in Quinnen's time, we've done that. Because you got to understand, you had the Robert Saleh, then you tried the big, you know, you developed those players. Everybody see how talented you are. So they thought, hey, getting a veteran quarterback with an arm would be able to get you over the top. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So then you got to, there's only three things you could do in the NFL, okay? When you're the champion, you repeat. When you're the contenders, you rebuild. I mean, you reload, and when you're bad, you rebuild. That's it. There's only three things. Repeat, reload, rebuild.
And they kept more of their guys, too. Like, this is the problem when, like, if the Dolphins aren't necessarily in the same situation, even though their records are really close, because the Dolphins are still kind of on this remnants of their build not working. When the Jets got rid of Aaron Rodgers, they kind of called it on that build already. You know, so they were...
The problem is the Dolphins don't have anything to compare to Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner, and Garrett Wilson. And so when you think about that, for the Jets, I understand why they did it, because they got they're set up for the next couple of years.
Who, the Jets?
Depending on the decisions that they make.
What's it's supposed to be a good defensive draft in 26 and 27, supposed to be like one of the greatest offensive drafts ever. With you have the kid from Ohio State, you have Corley, you have kids here that's going to be available for the draft.
Right.
So, and then you have all the quarterbacks. So you can get your quarterback in this year's draft. Or you have the assets to make a trade for a veteran quarterback who might not be in a happy situation. I like the way things are moving, because they're following the Lions' blueprint.
Do you need to at this juncture, looking at the way football has gone, do you need to trade for a quarterback? Do you need to waste assets for a quarterback when you see all these quarterbacks that, when you look at Sam Darnold, you look at Daniel Jones, you look at Baker Mayfield, they've all been picked up. Without having to give up assets.
The Jets have a real unique talent of, no matter how they get their quarterback, it feels like it's going to fail.
It's going to fail.
They tried that with Aaron Rodgers. They tried that with Justin Fields. They tried drafting one number two overall twice, and it's not gone fantastic for them in any method. They've tried them all.
Most success with doing that was Brett Favre?
No, the most success – what do you mean?
Trading for a quarterback?
No, Stafford.
You mean with the, he means with the Jets?
Oh, you talking about the Jets?
I guess so.
I mean, was it really a trade? I mean, Green Bay wasn't just gonna bring Brett back. You know what I'm saying? So
he needed. I got you. Same thing with Aaron Donald. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, though.
Right. So I mean, he probably could have gone to other teams, but yeah.
It's gonna be interesting to see how, like, Mike McDaniel handles all this, because it's like, who does he? I guess the thing that probably surprised Doll fans is like the message that came from them firing Chris Greer, who, by the way, deserved to get fired or part mutually. I apologize. They move on from him because the idea was, oh, he wasn't active in making trades. They wanted a guy. And it's like, well, he didn't really do anything, you know?
Well, which is here's the problem. In order to be active, either trading or getting trades, you have to have assets and you have to have guys who people want. And more of an indictment on Chris Greer is that if you look at this roster, there's only maybe one or two guys that teams would trade for, and none of them would garner a first-round pick. And that in itself shows you, regardless of what you think your talent is on your team, that's what the rest of the league thinks the talent is.
They're not a talented team. I mean, like, that's the thing that's
right.
And anything that you maybe thought was going to piece together has gotten hurt or banged up. And so it's been rough. It's been a rough year. You just feel like stuck out to sea with no way of getting back home.
Even if they didn't trade for anybody, wouldn't it have been nice to hear a couple of your players in the conversation and the Dolphins just saying, no, we're going to build around them or something like that? Just a conversation about some of your players.
I guess this is what they did with Jaylen Waddle. Like, it sounded like people were in on Jaylen Waddle, but the Dolphins were firm on getting at least a first-round pick plus more to trade for him.
They're not getting no first-round pick for no Jaylen
Waddle. I don't know. I mean, maybe they would have gotten one, but they probably wanted one and a pick. They probably wanted what the Quinnen Williams went for. You know, that's probably, I'm guessing, what the asking price was. And by the way, Stephen Ross loves doing the Waddle. Like, let's not forget.
There's more. I would say this. There's more teams that would have probably been willing to do that for Jaylen Waddle than Quinnen Williams, because there's a lot of teams out there that don't have speed outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that would kind of fit with that. But it also has to be a team that feels that they're in the hunt. And so that kind of narrows that down a little bit. And when you think about all the teams that are competing right now, they all kind of have one of those guys.
I think the other thing too with the Waddle is, like, you know, if they don't feel like the deals are there now, he's obviously got a year where there's no other targets on this team. You could probably beef his numbers up pretty good and you could flip him in the offseason and still.
True.
And, you know, that's probably the way you could go with that. It's not like there's this urgency to trade him.
So if you flip Waddle,
mm-hmm.
you're leaving Tua in nothing.
If Tua's even here, dude, yeah.
You're going to have
He's going to be here
He's
next
gonna
year.
He's going to be there next year.
We'll see.
That's a 99.
I'm aware of what the money is, but like we're seeing teams right now. This just happened with the Cardinals right now. The Cardinals have just benched Kyler Murray.
No. They did not bench.
He's hurt.
Bull bleep. The guy was on radio yesterday, and he was asked if he's healthy, would you have stuck with this? And he said, yes. He's sticking with Jacoby Brissett.
But
that stuff that's come out about Kyler Murray is very convenient, that he's got more time to heal. He was sticking with Brissett as the starter.
He said, well, listen, first of all, he said Monday night after the game that when Murray's healthy, he would be the starter. Now, if you come to find out that Murray's not going to be healthy at any time, he's small, that he's not going to – that he needs more time to heal – then guess what? You're winning with – by the way, you're not winning.
He went on Afternoon Drive yesterday, and he was asked, if Kyler Murray was healthy, would you have stuck with what you're doing? He goes, I got to be honest, that's a hypothetical you're throwing at me, but I like how things are going right now.
Okay, that's a hypothetical.
He is rats off a ship on Kyler Murray. He wants to go with Jacoby Brissett.
Which says a lot. And not a lot.
It does.
And that's the guy I don't want to be
traded for. You said volumes and you said nothing at the same time.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like, they're rats off a ship on them. They're done. They're done with the Fortnite.
You got a quarterback who the only guy that actually wanted him is not coaching your team anymore.
Kyler for two, it might happen, Schmeathen.
No.
I like Kyler Murray. He's fun.
I knew it. It's so easy. No. It is so easy to get you, man.
No.
So
you wouldn't want to just try it. Just try it out. Maybe new situation.
No, that's like
a faster, shorter person.
Got a real chooch on him.
He's He's got an arm.
You think Tua can't see?
He can't see, but he's got an arm.
He's got an arm, and he can move.
He does have an arm.
And he can move.
He got a rocket. But no. Absolutely
not.
He's mobile. I'd be into it.
He's mobile.
No.
Just like, try it out. Take a spin.
Here's the thing. What does that fix?
Nothing. But we're sunk anyway. Let's try something new. Fixes nothing.
And wait. And you do realize that Tua, you can get rid of Tua quicker than you would be able to get rid of Kyler Murray.
What do you mean? Like a market-wise?
No, contract-wise.
I don't know.
No, Kyler Murray's contract's about to end too.
I don't know.
No, they
put up some chunky numbers on TV that he's got.
Yeah.
Let me check.
They owe him $135.
But I'm saying, if this keeps going and the Dolphins end up, like, there's this hope I think the Dolphins have and they're putting out there that Stephen Ross is like, go win as many games as you can, Mike. And he's like, you got it, Mr. Ross. It's like, your team's not, they're not going to win that many more games. They're not going to turn this around. This isn't going to get better. And I just, like, the cavalry is like, has anybody heard about the offensive line? Are any of them coming back? Achilles boy, Austin Jackson, Eichenberg, any of them? Are any of them coming back? No. So, like, what is this big turnaround we're all hoping for that's going to be there for the Dolphins? Darren Waller, did he come back anytime soon? By my count, was he at three more games he's got to miss? So, yeah. Where is this team getting improvement that everybody all of a sudden thinks, oh, they're gonna turn it around?
And here's the kicker. If they all returned from the offensive line, that ain't been the problem. The problem has been that hideous play calling.
Oof.
So I don't know if that's because of the offensive line or not, but that seems to be a bigger problem than who's playing. Because, I mean, Tua's had some sacks, but he ain't been sacked like he was last year. And that's when a lot of those guys were healthy. So
that's why he's got cornerstone Patrick Paul there.
I just think if you're going to go that route, quarterback route, I would rather you get a young quarterback and have him sit for a year and just take your lumps.
Well, all right. So Kyler Murray signed a 5-year extension in 2023. There is a club option after 2027.
So this year, next year, and then the club option after the following year.
But yeah, the contract runs to 2028. But
there's no cap. And you can get out of Tua's contract after next year. So you would be signing for basically two more years.
You can, yeah, the team can cut or trade Murray after the 2027 season with no dead cap, as all guaranteed money will have been paid out by then. But right. You haven't finished paying out all the Tua's. Have you finished paying all the Tua's guaranteed money?
After next year. So you got 1 year less. So that ain't worth the $50 million that you're going to pay another little quarterback to hope it sticks. Right? No, it's not worth it. You can draft a quarterback and be done after next year.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. So regular old second hours next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.